in the city.
You've got an uncle in the radio business. Uncle T.
And Point of View.
Are you surprised by what you're hearing on the ground? Is that really the outcome you were looking for?
Playing your rhythm and beat.
Kaya 959.
On the street.
On the air.
Healing and inspiration on The World Show with Nikki B.
Wow. Kaya 959. He is with us in the studio. Mtutu, the album Indumiso ya Benguni, the track Vugani Benguni. Welcome to the World Show, Mtutu. Absolute honor and pleasure to have you here.
Wow, I think it's an honor really also to be here, and good evening.
Yeah, and you've come especially for the World Show. I'm so excited.
I don't even know where to begin, like saying how excited I am to be here.
Yes,
it's such a beautiful energy, and you know, I love being here.
Yes, yeah. And also I'm equally excited because the album literally came out 2 days ago.
Yes, on Friday.
On Friday.
The 24th of January.
So am I allowed to say this is the first chat you've had about the release on air?
The very first.
Ah, that's the way I like it.
So it's a special night.
Yeah, a very special night. Mm. You know, Mtutu, you gave me this album before its release. And it was, I almost had to ignore it because it was so difficult to listen to it and not be able to play it yet. Even though I did play the first single and the second and so forth. But it was like, I've got to put it aside. I think that day I wrote to you and I was like, oh my goodness, I'm too tired. And listening to it again and again, this album is a huge offering. It is absolutely exceptional. I want to say that even before we begin, what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful project you have given us here. Really, this is for me important music. And it's important that the world receives this music at the moment. I truly do believe that. Really, really, I want to thank you for that.
Wow. Man, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, let's talk about it a little bit, because the last time you were on the... It was for this, the last time you were on the World Show. You had a few songs.
I think the last time I was here, it was...
Or was it the first album? The first... Yes. It was in Duma, yes. Yes. And then we... you know, I get confused because we also chat about it.
Yes.
But you did this album and you released some of the songs. I shouldn't say this album. You released some of the songs. Mm. But then you've gone back and reworked some of those songs and added new ones.
Yes, what happened is with the album, it was released, and then I felt like it was missing something. It was a beautiful album.
Beautiful
no
album.
No doubt. Yes. But I felt like it was missing something.
It was beautiful because the songs are beautiful.
Oh, well, man, thanks.
You know, but I didn't feel it was missing something, but now when I hear what you've done.
Mm. So the album now is more, it really defined a very exciting space for me. I mean, having to work with the likes of Matthew, I was very skeptical about taking the album out, rework it, because I was so glued into the first one.
Yes.
So I was thinking, what if we mess it up? And having to work with Pianola and Matthew, I think they gave me something that I was not even expecting.
Who is Matthew?
Matthew is one of the greatest producers. He plays Khoisan Bao, he plays keyboards, percussion. Such a great producer from Atomic Studios.
Yes.
Yes.
So when you first did the album, did you do it on, like, can I say, a smaller scale?
It was on a smaller scale, because then I believe that I was very minimal with sounds.
Yes.
You know, I believe so much in, you know, percussions, keyboard, bass, and a bit of, you know, other instrument. But with this one, there's a holistic feed. It's full of so many instruments. There's Post Mohammed in the album.
Yes, and those horn sections as well. Those weren't there in the original versions.
Yes.
Yes.
So it really brings so much excitement. It takes me to a space of healing self, because in most cases people say, okay, it's a beautiful album, you know, it the impact that it has on people, the influence it has on people, but I wasn't feeling it. I thought I need to be, you know, able to listen to the album and be healed self. So that's what the album is doing right now to me.
I'm so pleased you said that, because listening to this album And I've listened a few times, and I listened again on my way here, and this immense sense of healing that comes through. It's like you cannot not feel. That's why I'm saying it's such an important album, and it's so important that this kind of energy, message, sonic vibration is actually present in the world today. I truly believe that. I'm not exact. That's literally how the level of healing that it gives.
You know, the other thing, Nikki, you hear people complimenting the album, saying they get healed when they listen to the album. And at some point in life, I wasn't feeling the same. And I think what got me into A Beautiful Space is the fact that now, when I listen to my own music, to my own album, I'm the one who gets healed first. And then it is easier for me to then influence their healing to other people if I'm at a good space.
Yes.
So I appreciate this this album and all the people that have worked on the album.
And we'll talk about some of them a little bit later. But now, that track that I played is the opening track. Tell us a little bit about that track, because one thing about Mtutu I've known even with your previous album, he sends me the most beautiful... I'll phone him and I'll say, Mtutu, what's the song about? I want to play it. But and he'll send me the most beautiful description of what the song's about. Tell us about Vugani Benguni.
Vugani Benguni, it was a call to say, let's celebrate our inner powers. Let's unleash the inner and greater spirits within us. Initially, when we did the song, I was holistically thinking about the Nguni people at large. And as we go, you know, into working the song, I then realized that there's a God in everyone's heart, spirit, and so forth. And a realization of that God is the greatest gift of life. So you need to awaken those spirit because it is inside you. You're not going to find it somewhere else. It is inside you. So the song really, you know, speak on people realizing self and unleashing the God inside them.
Do you think the process of getting to this album, like you spoke earlier about sometimes when you weren't feeling healed, if you put, and I think healing is an ongoing process in any human being's life, actually, but do you think that in a way that was a representation, or that was that almost like a breakthrough, if I can put it that way, you know, with the song, of seeing the connectedness?
Definitely, because you know, when I recorded the song, I was in a certain space.
Yes.
And it felt more like I was talking to myself.
Yes.
And because the song speaks on what I needed to realize then.
Yes.
And it happened. And it's really...
Sometimes we do need to say it in order to live it.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's what happened.
Beautiful. Let's play another track and... I'm telling you, there's 7 songs on this album. It's such a rich album. And it's actually really, really hard for me to choose the songs I'm going to play tonight because every single song has something so special. But this one, Iqala Lentombi, featuring Emsol. Tell us about this track, Mtutu.
I feature Emsol. He's also from Umlazi in KZN. Young guy who's very talented. So Iqala Lentombi, it was also produced by Pianola and Matthew. A lot of people would say to me, why you don't write love song? I was like, okay, I haven't written any love song. And we were like, let's do a love song, but in a different perspective.
Yes.
Because Iqala Lentombi speaks about someone that is dating or someone, and then the other person, a woman, uses black magic to hold on to the guy, and then whatever that the woman did, and then it has the negative influence in that person's life. So how do you then go to your ancestors or God himself and report that case while else that person not even married to? So how do you, who is the person to you?
Yes.
So it is also a song.
Is that love, actually? Yes.
So now it is. We are trying to keep this thing of not letting things be natural, and wanting more, and using other things to be more, while else we can be have more and everything in a natural state of mind or in a natural way.
So Mtutu makes a love song, but it's got a much, much more profound meaning. Absolutely love it. And this is the song with Pops. This is Iqala, yeah.
Yes, it is with Pops Mohammed. I think Pops Mohammed is in every song that I did. And I was honored to be working.
Oh, is it in everyone? I didn't pick. Maybe it was just subconscious for me. This one, he really stood out. Maybe it's the beginning. Let's play it. Iqala Lentombi, featuring Msol. Mtutu's album is out. 2 days it's been out. Indumiso Yabenguni is the name of it, and it is on all platforms. And check this one out.
Sounds to uplift. Sounds to uplift. And inspire on The World Show with Nikki B.
Ikhaya 959. Wow, Iqala Lentombi. Mtutu is with us in the studio. The album is called Indumiso Yabenguni, an absolutely beautiful offering, as you can tell. Tell us about Indumiso Yabenguni, the story behind this project, Mtutu.
Funny enough, when I was doing the album Indumiso Yabenguni, it was with no intention to inspire or to sound great or to have like a structured recording and everything. I was taking each song as it comes, and I let the natures of inspiration drive me. And it was only when we were done recording all the songs that we named the album, said, okay, this sounds like Indumiso Yabenguni.
Yes.
It sounds like...
Which means?
The sound of unity, rejoice, happiness, energy. You know, we wanted to the Indumiso Yabenguni album as a whole, holistically, I think it speaks on who we are as Africans and the beauty of who we are and the beauty within us. It's a case of unleashing that because we have it.
Yes.
So I wanted to portray that. I wanted to reflect that we are beautiful, that Africa is beautiful.
Beautiful. You certainly have. Amazing. I'm still reeling from each and every song. When you write these songs, where does the inspiration come from? Because almost from what you're telling me with this particular album, this song came, that song came, that, and then they formed this whole. But for each, you know, as an album, as you said, you didn't know what the overall name was until you put all those pieces, if you like, together. But when you write these songs, where does the inspiration come from? I mean, does it come from your dreams? Does it, when you're walking along the road, you know, I don't know.
I think it's a different case for each and every song.
Mm.
And I think this album and how it was recorded, I realized that there is God. Because I don't usually write songs like have a book, and I'll wake up in the morning, have the inspiration, I'll listen to it, I'll record it. And I wouldn't...
You mean you'd put it down a little bit on your phone or something?
Yes, like on the phone, and then I'll speak to either Matthew or Pianola, who are my producers.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, this is what I felt. And I think those two guys, they're able to also carry me. They understand my vision. They know how I work.
Yes.
And they're able to, you know, take it into now the production and so forth. So I wouldn't say I have a definite or a specific inspiration, but I feel like God in this album was inspiration. My ancestors were the inspiration. Nature was the inspiration. And me having the ability to listen to it and interpret it in music, I think that was the best thing that I ever did to myself.
But also the songwriting, and I think that's also what I'm talking about.
Mm.
Because for me, even though I don't speak Zulu, for me, this is poetry. This is a very poetic songwriting. It's on one hand poetic, and on the other hand, it's also, which you've always been, is there is a message. You don't just put out a song. Every song has got a message, whether simple or complex.
Yeah. I think having a background in poetry, it also assisted me. And I also think growing up at Tulundi, which is a very cultural rooted place, it gave me that ability to read life and to understand different cultures, traditions, and so forth. Because if you listen to the songs, the lyrics itself, you know, they speak of common things that are happening within our communities.
You're reflecting your environment, basically.
The environment, yes. I think I grew up in a very dynamic environment. Hence, each and every song, you know, it has its own message, looking at that environment in that specific time. And yeah.
And that's the other thing that struck me about this album. It's so deeply rooted in Zulu music and tradition and culture. But it's almost one of the beauties of this album as I was listening to it. And this is something I thought today on my way here when I was listening in the car. And I was thinking, it's so deeply rooted, but it's almost like you're taking that depth of knowledge or culture into the future. It's like you're drawing on these really strong old traditions, but you're offering it to the next phase in the world, the next generations.
There was a person who said, I think it was on TikTok or wherever, he said, this is prophecy music. I did not look at it that way. And as you are saying it, you know, it's. I didn't want to create a certain type of music or an archive music.
Yes.
It just happened. And I think that's one of the greatest things that happened to me, because it took me away from being stereotyped or being, you know, at a certain ground, or, you know, having something to limit me. So, yeah, I mean,
because it's very contemporary. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
It's so deeply rooted, like centuries old.
Mm.
But at the same time, it's now, it's tomorrow.
Mm.
You know, it takes that deep rootedness,
mm.
and it offers it in a way that's appropriate for today.
Yes, and really, it is, because in most cases, this type of music, it is listened typically by, you know, they would say old people and everything.
Yes,
and as you are saying, I think, if you look at the people that listen to my music, they're very diverse. They're also younger ones.
Yes.
Of which one also need to have a certain, you know, taste that will be able to accommodate them. As you are saying, it
and
sounds
you're,
so
and
cultural.
And you're a young man.
Yes, I'm young,
yes.
By the way.
Yes. So yeah. It is you. It's you now. You
yes,
know?
It yes. is. It is me now. And,
yes.
And I mean, the younger ones also, they are receiving very well. So it's very diverse.
Well, you know, Mtutu, both Bambanani, which is on this album, the track you did with Madala, you did a couple with him. Hopefully we'll get time to play it. But that track and some of the tracks of your preview of first album, when I have played, I've often opened a set with one of your songs. Your songs are like the best songs ever. As a DJ, if I want to open a set, it doesn't matter where I'm going, electro, house, beats, your song, you know, you said that it's like a prayer of opening. And I think that's also so often when I've contacted you, what's the song about? Because I felt like I wanted to open with a prayer. But every time I've played these songs live, people come up to me. People come up to me on the stage. People come up to me when I'm off the stage. Who is this artist? And we can see why.
These
are very deep, commanding, healing songs. So let's hear the next one. The next one is, what am I doing? Umthandazo Kamama.
Yes.
Tell us about this one. It features Zimbini. Tell us about Zimbini as well.
Umthandazo Kamama, I wrote it for the mothers, but also my mother. I think as a person, as a human being, you go through a lot of things. You give up a couple of times. And sometimes it's not because of you being smart and everything. You're just carried by the good wishes of your mother. And
protected.
And yes. So my mother is a prayer warrior. And at certain times, I'll listen to her when we're praying. Like, I'll not say anything, just want to listen. I think about 80% of her prayer is all about me, wishing me all the best. And she's been very supportive. You know, I've been doing this thing for the longest time. And, you know, she's very consistent in supporting me. She's the person that will go out and tell the neighbors, hey, my son is on radio, my son released this song. And she dearly loves the song. But extendedly, it is for all the mothers out there. They play a very significant role in our lives, shaping our future, guiding us, leading us, and so forth. Some are single mothers, but they are able to take care of
many in this country. Yes.
And you know, they are capable. They have the ability. So this is me appreciating the love of our mothers that they give to us, them praying for us. You know, sometimes I wouldn't go to church for a while, but here going to church, I know that she'll say a word for me.
Yes.
So I really appreciate her.
Beautiful. And who's Zimbini?
Zimbini, what happened is I wanted someone on the song. And then I contacted Matthew from Atomic Studios.
Because Zimbini wasn't on the original version.
Yeah, she was not.
Yes.
And I was like, who can we feature that will be able to complement this album? Preferably someone, you know, that speak a different, you know, language.
Yes.
It can be Bedi, Kosa, whoever the case could be. And then we're able to get hold of Zimbini. And she did an amazing work on this song. And it felt like she was there in the beginning.
Yeah, the song was waiting for her, actually.
It was just waiting for her.
Yes.
So she's a very beautiful musician, and I truly appreciate her and honored to be working with her.
Beautiful. Mtutu on the World Show with me, Nikki B. You can see how beautiful this album is. Get yourself a copy, Indumiso ya Binguni. And here's Umthandazo Kamama featuring Zimbini coming up next.
Point of View.
Discussing the world around you.
On the street.
On the air.
And at kaya959.co.za. On the street, on the air, online at kaya959.co.za. An inspiration on The World Show with Nikki B.
Mama,
Tantazo Kamama featuring a Zimbini and of course Pops Mohammed off Mtutu's album Indumiso Yabenguni. And of course he is with us celebrating this album. You know, you said when we spoke in the last link, Mtutu, that you've been doing this forever, and I really feel like this is a breakthrough album. I've always seen, in fact, I'm going to go back and remind people what I think I said when you first came on the World Show. So there I was, I get sent music all the time, and I received an email with one song from a man called Andile,
yes,
who I know is so much part of this journey you're on.
Yes.
And I received this really beautiful and humble email saying, you know, I really hope you don't mind me writing to you, but I've got a friend who's released this music and I was wondering if you'd play it on the World Show. And I heard the song and I responded immediately. I was, bring me more, you know. So Andile, a big shout out to you, and I thank you for initiating this connection we have. So then I met you and I heard the album and whatever. But looking at your past, you have been doing music forever. You were working a lot with, as a guest, with electronic producers, which was also great. Then you decided to go back to your original sound. Would I be right in saying that?
Yes.
For your first album. And just do what's really, really in your heart. And that one was also self-produced, self-released.
Yes.
But still a beautiful album. And by the way, guys, it is up. So I recommend you look at that album as well. But then the journey continues, working independently. Mm. Where I'm getting to with what I'm saying is, from my perspective, to open up my Apple Music today and see this album, Mtutu, somebody I've believed so much in, at the top of the page of Apple Music, of iTunes, right there, it's in my brand new sounds box, you know, my new music playlist, it's at the top. When I opened, literally, Apple Music, it was there. And I thought, yes, Mtutu is no longer a rising star. He is a shining star.
Wow. Wow, man. Thank you. That is very humbling. Thank
yes.
A very big thank you to Georgia Jones from Rhapsody Studios. She's my manager. A big thank you to Next Music. I think those people, they believe so much in me. because in the creation of this album, we always, they'll always be asking me, okay, what do you want? And they are able to give me the freedom of me being creative within the album.
They heard what you already had.
Yes.
And they trusted in you to allow you to take it further, I suppose.
Yes. I remember when Georgia spoke to them, the bosses of Next Music, and then the following day I received a call from the boss himself saying, yo, where have you been? Because I've been looking for this sound. And I was like, okay, let's work. So they are the one that are helping me in terms of production and also the distribution and other things.
Yes.
So that's why you see it on April and everything.
Yes.
So it's more visible now.
Because from being an independent artist, it's not easy always.
Yeah, it's not.
You know, so it kind of shows me the value of having good management.
Yes.
And a record label that truly believes in you.
Yes. I think the record label itself, there's one believing you. I think they just love me.
I'm not surprised.
Because the way they you know, they always, like, I think they understand that for one to be able to give his best, you need to be at the right state of mind. So I don't worry about now other things.
Yes.
So are they able to assist? And then mine is to, you know, do music and be as creative as possible.
Yes, and work on your own musical excellence.
Yes.
If you like, just to focus on that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so, Next Music, Beyond Perfection, by Piano Ladloma, a very young man from, he's a producer from Ulundi.
Beautiful work.
You know, Atomic Studios, Matthew. There's so many other producers. There's Umthando Zamama, also co-produced by NMJ Supreme. He's from the Eastern Cape. You know, Zimbini,
yes.
Dr. Madala Gunene,
yes.
Pops Mohammed.
It's a full of collaborations.
Yes. You know, when I look at the credit of each and every song, I'm like, how is it that I have so many people in just one song? And the work that I did, it felt more like they really understood the vision. I think they got into the very same space that I was when I created the album. So it's always beautiful to be working with people that you share same sentiments with. I mean, your Mkulu Zulu Lesikhotho, you know, those harmonies, the backings,
yes,
and everything. Your Indluzela Yesizwe, Akasi, Mike Nkuna. You can name them. Andy Lembili is on Ingulo, Emso,
yes,
on Icala Lentombi. So it is packed. What I like the most is it is packed with people that I love working with.
Yes.
So they make it even easier for me. You know, they give the kind of energy that one requires to go on.
Yes.
So I really appreciate
and
them.
And they get your music. They get it. It's, you know, do you know what I'm saying? I'm sure when you work with them, they already understand.
Yes. So I'm truly honored to have worked with such great minds, you know. So a big shout out to everyone that really contributed into the album. Matthew, I mean, he did an exceptional job.
Exceptional.
I was very skeptical about giving the album.
Yes.
But what he did on the album is super
yeah,
amazing.
He took it a step further. It was already there.
Yes.
But he took it to a step that I didn't even know it needed.
Yeah, you know, it now excites me. We were talking about the horns.
Yes.
You know,
arrangements, some of the arrangements.
Yes.
The arrangements, you had amazing arrangements, but this expanded on them.
I think it's experience. With Matthew, I think it is experience because he'll take something and build an amazing thing out of it. You think you are great until,
yes,
you meet Matthew.
Yes.
Yeah, so big shout
and
out
he'll
to him.
Show you you're even greater.
Yes. So shout out to him and Pianola.
We've got to play Bambanani. This was the first single, and it was a song that I was playing quite a lot before the album was extended, is the word I'm going to use. So this is a slightly different version to the original one. And again, it's expanded, and it's so beautiful. Tell us what it was like to work with Dr. Madala Kunene. You still work with him. You still perform live with him,
yes,
now and again. Yeah.
The first time I met Dr. Madala, it was through Andile, a friend of mine.
The same Andile who sent me the song.
The same Andile who sent an email.
Yes.
And then I was so, I told him that, he asked me as to who do I look up to in terms of music and all the type of thing, the sound and everything. I said, hey, there's this man called Madala Gunen. I was like, okay, no, it's fine. The following week, he said, okay, let's take a drive. We're going somewhere. And then we went to Madala's house. I was so, I don't know. I cannot describe the feeling. And now having to work
to be in the home of one of the people you've looked up, you've admired.
In my entire life, I never thought it would be so sooner that I meet someone that I regard as a legend.
Yes.
Even now working with him, not on one song, two songs, and performing live with him.
Many times.
So it's an honor for me. And he's such a brilliant mind. He has an ear for music. And he will tell you on the spot if it is it, or maybe you still need to do some polishing or something of that nature. I remember when we visited him, he was playing a guitar and said, like, okay, sing, let me hear what you have. And the song that we sang, we ended up recording it, which is Umagwaza.
Yes.
So it's
which is also incredible. If we've got time, we'll play it as well. I don't know, there's so many beautiful songs.
Yeah, so having to work with him on Mbambanani, I mean, it's an amazing experience. He gave you the experience. I mean, he makes you...
He is a mentor.
Yes, a great one.
And again, I was thinking about it, like what I said earlier. Even Madala is so rooted in Zulu heritage. Mm. But he's also taken it somewhere else.
Yes.
He's taken it further.
Yes. So I think that's why it was easier to work with him.
Yes.
We connected. It's been great even now.
Beautiful. Mbambanani, what's it about?
Mbambanani is about unity, stemming from families, because, you know, families build communities and societies. So if we are able to stand firm and be united on that level of family, I think we can conquer anything that comes our way. And it speaks on unity, siblings, everything that forms a family, that in all odds, let us remain united, because that unity influence the nature of society.
Beautiful. Mtutu with me on The World Show. This one is Mbambanani featuring Dr. Madala Kunene, the album Indumiso Yabenguni. And of course you can follow Mtutu on Facebook, it's Mtutu. On Instagram, it's Mtutu Music.
Yes.
Yes. And follow Mtutu as well. And I'm going to keep playing these exceptional songs, especially for you on The World Show.
The best in African music, on The World Show with Nikki B.
Beautiful. I've always loved that song. Now it's just made even fuller and richer. Bamba Nani, featuring Madala Kunene. This is Mtuto, the album Indumiso Yabinguni. Wow. The way you sing, Mtuto, it's something else, eh? Did you always sing from when you were born?
It's funny because from primary school, I was terrible.
Well, I don't believe it.
I tell you, if you go to the... we used to have... Okay, when you were doing grade, it was standard five then. I think it's grade six or seven somewhere.
Yes.
It was compulsory for you to be part of the school choir because the school choir will perform at a graduation. I was the worst.
I don't believe you.
I'm telling you. If you were to ask the teachers then, they would tell you that I was the worst. But I loved music. Until I met a guy from Indonza in Olundi. It's an art center. He said... Sometimes it's not about having the beautiful voice, but it's the ability to convey those emotions.
Yes.
With your voice. So I think that really stuck with me because I was thinking of doing something else, maybe quiet or something that will not expose much that I cannot sing. Yes. But with those words...
So you had this, already had the passion for music.
Yes.
Yes.
I wanted to sing because even at high school, at the end of high school, I was part of the music and drama. But when it came to me having to sing, I'll run away, come back when I have to act.
Well, this is a question that I ask because... when I was at school, the music teacher said, "Oh no, you can't sing." I've never sung ever since then, you know, and I've always believed I can't sing. So it's amazing that you still went ahead.
Yes, I think it's a case of you know, breaking those boundaries.
Yes,
of which at certain times, you know, you as a person put it over your head, and because I had the love and the passion for it, I said, "Okay, I'll try." Let me try it.
So when was the time that, if you could say, you found your voice?
I think it was when I was at tertiary. I met a couple of guys that were, you know, singing. And I used to listen more of Iskatamiya, the black, the Ladies Meet Black Mambazo.
Yes, a cappella.
You know, Dade Kefasimenya, you know, that type of music.
Yes.
And I used to, like, when I'm home, like, you know, try and beg them.
Yes.
And it was like, okay, I can do this. But I think the real time where I realized that, okay, art is me and I want to do this thing. It was around that time because that's when I did my first recording. I think it was around 2004, my first professional studio recording.
Yes.
And it sounded, you know, it was not so bad.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, let me...
You were still young and it was good for what, for that stage of your life.
Yes. Yes. And I'm very glad that it took me longer to get where I am now because it really gave me the relevant experience holistically from production to the business point of view. And
obviously you were already writing at that time because you said you were writing poetry. Yes.
Yes. So I was already writing. So, yes. You know, the creativity was there.
And the ability to use words to express yourself in words.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So it helped a lot. And I think if you even you know, see how I write music. As you said earlier, you can tell there's a bit of poetry there.
Yes, but you're a lyricist as well.
Yes,
you know, yes, that's a strong part of your music.
Yes,
is your lyrics and your messages. And the way, even from what you're explaining, because often you'll tell a simple story, but it's got layered meanings.
Yes.
You know, or a message within that simple story.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much, Nikki.
Mtutu, this is absolutely exceptional. It gives me great pleasure and joy to have you here for this beautiful album. I remember also calling you at odd times and just saying, please never stop doing what you're doing. Mm. We need you. But where to now? What do you hope? What are your dreams for where this album can take you, or the next step, or your dreams of where you would like to see this go?
More music, more global influence, more collaborations, more on learning the business side of things. More into, you know, writings, create, you know, having to create beautiful pieces like this album. And I mean, I take it a day at a time.
Yes.
But I do. It's funny because on my way here, the driver was like, "Okay, you're doing jazz." I'm like, "Yeah." And then,
yes.
"Who's your favorite?" I said, "So many, but I would love it one day to do a commemoration show of the likes of Brahim Masekela or Ndade, the late Oliver Mtukudzi. I think that's my biggest dream now.
To do like work on a tribute.
On a tribute for those two people.
For those people.
Yeah, or maybe even Mamubusi Mhlongo.
Yes.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
That would be absolutely beautiful.
It would really
beautiful.
Make, you know, me, I think it would take me to another level.
And let me tell you, if anyone is listening who does book artists to perform, Mtutu is an incredible performer. I strongly, strongly recommend. Invite him so that we can start seeing more of his work being performed live. Definitely in Gauteng. I know he performs a lot in KZN, but not that often up in Gauteng. So please, anyone who's a promoter or who's booking gigs, please, please, I'm asking, help us to bring Mtutu for live performances right here in Gauteng. Now, the last track we're going to play, and I said to you when you arrived, well, I wanted to play each one of the seven tracks and we don't have time, but I said to him, Tuta, I've got to end with this track. It's such a powerful track, and it's the second last track, let me tell you, and then the last track is even also exceptionally powerful, but I'll play that another time. But this track I really felt like I had to play. It's such a powerful, powerful track, and it's also one of those tracks that probably isn't the most, you know, inverted commas, radio. It's a world show track. If anyone's going to play this track, if anyone's going to appreciate it as much as I do, it's going to be the world show family.
Umagwaza, it's a song that really speak holistically. I would say it's a warning song.
A warning song?
A warning song. To those, I don't want to say enemies, but for a lack of a better word, I'll say enemies
or detractors.
Yes. To say, I can be humble, I can be, you know, an angel and so forth, but please do understand that there are also powers above me that look up for me.
Yes.
So if you dare try something on me, also understand that there is God. So don't you dare.
Yes. Beautiful. It's an absolutely incredible song. Mtutu, thank you so much for joining us on The World Show.
Thank you so much. And once again, Nikki, thank you so much for believing in me. Thank you so much for allowing me the platform. This is a big stage and you're always welcoming. So thank you very much and God bless you.
And Mtutu, I'm going to end almost where we started with the aspect of healing. Your music touches something in. I feel healed. And that is why I've always said to you, Mtutu, whatever you do, just keep doing what you're doing. Mm. You know, please never, never stop. It is medicine. It is music that inspires and heals, gives hope and courage. Mm. Thank you for your work.
Thank you so much, Nikki.
Yes, the album Indumiso Yabenguni is, of course, available. Make sure that you get it. I'm going to end with this track that has to be played on the World Show. I'm sure I'll play it many times in the future. But as we celebrate this album, and thank Mtutu for coming all the way from Durban to join us for this feature, here is Umagwaza coming up after this. And of course, whatever else you do this week, make sure that you keep shining. And of course, keep it Kaya.
Kaya.
959-959.
Songs of healing and inspiration on The World Show with Nikki B. dramas. We get to the drama, and then everybody's like, inappropriate.
You need to understand the relationship that I have with South African music.
Tyrolean.
I don't know, but listen, lately it slaps.
Brenda.
And we broke the cardinal rule.
And you.
Oh, Nana.
There's one thing about South Africans. We always find a way to be positive.
Together, we are Kaya 959.
Kaya 959.
959.
On the streets.
On the air.